Together with American songwriter, my brother-in-law Sean Olbs of the Eiffels was able to talk to Lil Zay Osama over Zoom video. Lil Zay Osama talks about growing up in Chicago and how he got into music. He also talks about his two-song bundle, Rumors and Ride For Me, featuring Jack Boy. You can watch the interview with my brother-in-law Sean Olbs of the Eiffels and Lil Zay Osama on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bringing Back Pod.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Lil Zay Osama.
We got Lil Zay Osama in the building. What's going on, man?
You already know, man.
I guess we should say you're building and I'm over here because we're of course on Zoom in the times we're living in right now. But where are you right now?
I'm in Chicago right now. Well, not in Chicago. I'm on the outskirts of Chicago, suburb shit.
Nice, nice. I love Chicago. So I know you just dropped Rumors and Ride For Me. I was just listening to Ride For Me right before you jumped on the call, so I was bobbing my head. So I'm stoked to talk about that. And I know you're putting out Trench Baby. But before we talk about what you've been doing recently, would you mind taking us back and just letting us know how you got into music to begin with?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I've been rapping since I was about 8 years old. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, I really started rapping because of my cousin, Solo Bolo. You know, he used to write a lot of raps for me. And I used to watch all Wayne and 50 them videos and, you know, a few other artists back then, you know. So that's what made me really start rapping. I used to walk around the house, mumble shit, you know, do little shit like that, but my cousin started writing for me, and him writing for me, I would start getting better on my own, you know? So that's how I started getting into music. I don't know, just, I love music. I sing and rap all day when I ain't in the studio, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. I haven't heard that kind of, you know, origin for a rapper, that someone, like an older cousin or a brother was like writing raps for you. Did they like your voice, or were they just trying to get you into it?
It's crazy because I always had like a unique voice. Motherfuckers like, it's like I'm made to rap or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Sing or some shit.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So they were like, oh, you got a cool voice. Can you, I wrote these raps. Can we see what it sounds like if you do it?
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny because you said 9 or 10. That's only like 4th or 5th grade. So people were already recognizing that you had a unique voice, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. I was harmonizing when I was a shorty. When I was a kid, I used to walk around harmonizing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So that got you into it, and then at what point did you start writing your own?
Probably when I was about 14, 13, somewhere around there, when I started getting a little older, a little smarter, a little wiser.
Uh-huh. Did you find like that there was a difference in the stuff that was being written for you, that the stuff that you started writing on your own, or was it similar? Were you trying to...
Because you know how back then it used to be like, it wasn't all about hit records. It was about what the fuck you were saying, metaphors, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that, you know? And my cousin, he used to write like hard ass metaphors for me in the raps and shit like that. So when I rap it to another motherfucker, they'd be like, damn, bro, you only 9 years old rapping like that. My cousin was like 19, 18 or something probably. So, you know, he was in school and shit, smart as hell. So he knew all the big words and shit. So he used to put all type of shit up in my raps. And when I rap it to somebody else, they'd be like, bro, damn, motherfucker, you know, I was young. So it was unbelievable.
Yeah, so you had a good influence in that you had someone who was writing good stuff, so it motivated you to write on the same level.
Yeah, for sure. And now as I'm older, a lot of the shit back then that he used to write, I understand now, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Back then, like, I was just saying shit, didn't he understand?
Yeah, yeah. Such is life. So you start writing around 14, and then are people starting to notice? Are you just rapping in front of your friends? Are you recording it and putting it online? Like, how did that process start?
I mean, I was rapping in front of my friends. I was rapping on YouTube. I started my own YouTube page, all type of shit. When I was young, I used to, like I said, like, it's like this shit always been for me. When I was young, I was literally like 13, 12. recording movies off this little ass phone, and like to switch scenes and shit, I'll pause it and then go to the next scene. So, you know, me and my brother, you know, we was creative at a young age, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's so awesome that we all got cameras in our pockets now, especially for kids who just want to shoot a music video. You know, you can do anything you want to do now with the will, obviously, and you were doing it. So was YouTube kind of the thing that started kind of the momentum? Were you starting to pick up a lot of followers and streams on there, and that's where you're kind of like, okay, this is working.
Yeah, YouTube. YouTube always been the go-to for me. Whenever I want to drop something or put something out, I always went to YouTube. Even when SoundCloud got the pop and the SoundCloud was out here, my go-to on SoundCloud, shit, I was going straight to YouTube, put it on up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a better medium, I think, to be familiar with, especially nowadays. I mean, everyone wants to see video now. No one wants to see a still post with their music. So... Yeah. What did you gain someone's in particular's attention with the YouTube besides the casual listener or the casual fan that kind of brought you to the next level from just rapping with your friends or putting out stuff randomly on YouTube?
Like you talking about as far as like big artists co-signing me?
Yeah, artists, labels, you know.
I had a lot of labels reach out. Of course, you know, it's A&Rs and shit like that from labels reach out, you know. Right. I had like artists from Chicago, you feel me? Big artists from Chicago shout me out and shit like that, like Dirk. Had Meek Mill shout me out and shit. Kodak Black listening to my shit on his page. man, it was Timbaland shouting me out.
What?
Yeah. So it was a lot.
How was that feeling as a kid? You see Meek Mills and Timbaland shouting you out. I mean, that had to feel pretty epic.
No, see Timbaland, that came after when I was buzzing that thing. Timbaland came after, but before I got the buzz and shit, you feel me, when I was doing my thing, you feel me, get hot. That's when Meek and all them people shouting me out and shit. But like back then, I used to be running around everywhere, bro. I used to bump into a lot of stars and shit back then, but I was young, you know? I didn't have no guidance at the time.
Do you feel like when those sorts of things happen, like if Meek gives you a shout out or something like that, do you see like a noticeable like a uptick on the needle or anything like that when that sort of thing happens?
Like, hell yeah, you probably get a lot of more people reaching out and tuning in to you, you know what I'm saying, from this platform. And then, you know, you got other dick riders, you know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers just see Meek Mill, for real, motherfuckers see Meek Mill shots you out or anything, you know, and that'll make the motherfucker that was almost a fan of you or halfway a fan of you, a whole fan, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah. That's that... That social proof, like, oh, they like it. They're on to this. So I guess I do mess with this.
Meek on it. Oh, yeah, we got to listen to him, you know? You know how that go.
Right. Well, I mean, besides those guys, you've had, you know, support from XXL and Rolling Stone and Billboard and Complex. So obviously you're doing something right.
Show that, you know that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the single that the double single that you bundle that you just dropped, Rumors and Ride For Me, because I love both of those. Ride For Me featuring Jack Boy. I was bobbing my head to Ride For Me before you jumped on here. So tell us a little bit about those tracks.
Rumors, you know, I made Rumors was based off, you know what I'm saying, like it's always rumors every day, you know what I'm saying, especially with the position I'm in, you know what I'm saying, and where I came from, where I'm trying to head to. You feel me? It's going to be rumors every day, all day. And it been a lot of rumors in my past and now and shit. So in that particular song, I was talking about shit that motherfuckers done said about me or, you know, like I was just speaking them and letting motherfuckers know, you know what I'm saying? If it don't come from me, this shit ain't true, man. It ain't real, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because motherfuckers going to talk every day, you know?
For sure. So what about Ride For Me? Tell us a little bit about it. I know, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory in the title, but was there a particular inspiration behind it or a person or anything like that?
Yep, my girl. my girl, you know what I'm saying? I gotta know if she rides, she gonna ride for me, you know?
Yep.
We doing a lot of shit out here, you know? Gangbanging in the streets, you feel me? Shootouts, whatever, you know? I gotta know if she's gonna be there throughout seeing the dance, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that one's a fun one. Was that your girl I just heard before you jumped on the call as you're getting situated there?
Oh yeah, she in the room. She's looking a mess. She don't want to be on the
call. Right. So tell us then a little bit about your yet to be released Trench Baby project. Are you still dropping that this month?
It's actually coming out February.
Okay.
Yeah, so February we'll be dropping February. You know, Trench Baby, man, that's Osama, man. That's the real Osama form, you know what I'm saying? My core fan base, you know what I'm saying? All my fans gonna be happy, you know? It's just really me getting back to myself, you know? It been a long time coming. You know, a lot of shit got miscombobulated on the way up, you know what I'm saying? My fans didn't like the type of music that I was starting to put out when I was starting to get more and more big, you know? Like the type of music that I was putting out. So I had to just go back to that old me, that pocket I was in, you know what I'm saying? The pain, the struggle, the drill shit for them, you know? They don't like the versatile Zay right now. I got to wait till I really get real, real big enough to just put out anything and they're going to love it. Because when I say put out anything, I don't mean put out anything to what the song weak and I don't care. I mean put out anything for our versatile type shit outside of the drill and the pain, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So you know, that's go ahead.
Is it going to be about how big is this project? Is it going to be an EP, an LP? What's it looking like?
Probably about 15, 16 songs.
Oh, nice. Okay, so like a full length LP, yeah. Huh?
So I'm gonna get them this good one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that, this is gonna be that shit
that they want. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The stuff for the OG fans, not the recent fans who just got put on you.
But you know, it's all hits, so they're gonna love it too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so tell us what's next after you drop this? Because last year you were grinding. You dropped a whole bunch of singles. And you know, you know
look, man, that's crazy. You even know, man. Every motherfucking week, every week I'm dropping. Last year I was dropping every week, every motherfucking week. If I wasn't, man, look, they ain't fuck with me on the consistency, man.
Right. I mean, you stayed busy because, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they took last year and they were, you know, I think a lot of people felt like, all right, if I go a little easier, everyone will understand because the world's being crazy right now. And, you know, I need to take a breather. But where'd you get that motivation to just keep putting out music and keep working?
It's just me. It's just like, why the fuck am I finna keep on sitting on hits? Why am I finna keep on sitting on shit that's going to be life changing for me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So from the label to me to management to everybody else, we got to figure this shit out to where these fans can eat this shit up weekly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it came down to, you know? So it's definitely finna go down, man. We definitely working. I be in the studio too much. I make too many songs a week to not be dropping weekly, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cheating myself.
It's a good habit for a musician to have, you know.
Yeah, it's a habit, bro. I can't stop going to the studio. I can't stop dropping, bro.
Do you feel like since you were so self-sufficient early on, you know, you were writing your own stuff real, real young, then you were making your own videos on YouTube with an iPhone or a smartphone. Do you feel like that's boded well for you later now that, you know, is that help your work ethic, you feel like? Because it's like, if someone doesn't want to start with me, then I'm just going to start myself.
Yeah, for sure. I've always been that type of person. Like, I'm not waiting on no motherfucker. I'm going to get it done. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not waiting on nobody. I'm going to get done what I need to get done. You know what I'm saying? That always been me, though, for sure.
That's one thing that I feel like with solo artists that sometimes can be easier because it's you know, they're, you don't have to hold a meeting about every move you make. You know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah, for sure. Hell yeah.
So Zay, I just wanted to let you know, man, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. I'm real stoked about what you got coming out soon. So thanks for doing this. We like to end the interview by asking if you had one piece of advice for aspiring artists, what would it be?
Man, stay consistent. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stay away from the negative shit, the distractions that's going to hold you up or keep you from reaching your goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stay alive. Stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your family. That's it.
That covers it. I feel like... Yeah. I feel like consistency, and we were just talking about how much stuff you put out last year. I feel like consistency is, especially nowadays.
I don't know if it's the key for nobody else, but I know for me, consistency is the motherfucking key. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I proved it multiple times.
For sure. I've been thinking about that recently. A lot of these people who are blowing up, it's consistency, you know. It's and of course you got to have the quality to go along with it. So consistent quality.
We ain't got to speak on quality. That's over 100%.